Froggy Builds a Treehouse by Jonathan London. Froggy woke up and looked out the window. The sun was rising and the sky like a giant pizza. "Pizza," sang Froggy, and that gave Froggy a great idea. He hopped out of bed and got dressed. Zip, zoop, zap, 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 zap. Then he flopped into the kitchen, flop, 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 and said, "Mom, I'm going to build a treehouse. You can do lots of cool things in a treehouse without any adults around, like play cards, tell jokes, and order out for pizza." "That's nice, dear," said Mom. "Are you going to build it all by yourself?" "No, with a little help from my friends." Froggy hopped and flopped toward Max's. Flop, flop, flop. "Froggy," called his mom.
"What?"
"You forgot to eat your breakfast, dear." "I'm not hungry." When he got to Max's house, he yelled, "Max, Max, come out." And he told Max all about his great idea. "Awesome," cried Max. And the two best friends went over to Matthew's and Travis's and came back to Froggy's house with hammers, nails, saws, and boards. Then they started building the treehouse with a little help from Dad. First they sawed boards. Zee-za, zee-za. Then they nailed them to the trunk so they could climb up. Zing, zang, zunk. Then they built a floor. "Froggy," called Pollywogalina.
"What?"
"Me want to help." "Go away," cried Froggy. "No pesky little sisters allowed." Froggy started to saw a branch. Zee-za, zee-za. "Froggy," called Froggalina, hopping over the fence.
"What?"
"You're sawing yourself off with the branch." "Oops, I know that," cried Froggy. "Now go away. No girls allowed, just me and my friends." Froggy and his friends started putting up boards for the wall. "Oops," cried Froggy. But only a few boards fell. Then he started pounding nails again. Zing, zang. "Zowie." "I'll kiss it," cried Froggalina. "Yuck," cried Froggy. "Go away." He climbed down and held up his thumb to his mom. Mom put a Band-Aid on Froggy's thumb. "Now do you want something to eat?" "Not till we finish our treehouse," said Froggy. "Then we'll call out for pizza." But by the time they finished the treehouse, the sun was setting. Froggy dropped his hammer. Zonk! "Oops, watch out below," and yelled, "We're starving. We want to call out for pizza now." Froggy's mother climbed up, called Swamp Pizza, and let Froggy order. "We want an extra large pizza with lots and lots of flies." "Not on my slice," said Max. "Not on my slice," said Matthew. "Not on my slice," said Travis. "Whatever," said Froggy. When the pizza finally came, Froggy grabbed the box and started climbing up. He climbed and the pizza wobbled. He climbed and the pizza tipped. And just as he reached the top, the pizza dropped. Down, down, down. "Oops," cried Froggy, looking more red in the face than green. "Caught it," cried Froggalina. "Wow," cried Froggy, "lucky catch." "I have a surprise for you, Froggy," said Froggalina, "if you let me into your treehouse." "Well," said Froggy, "only if I like the surprise." So Froggalina scrambled up like a monkey, opened the box and said, "Surprise," and sprinkled on lots and lots of flies. "Yes," cried Froggy, "yippee." And he took a big bite. "Yum. This pizza's frogalicious. Let's call out for another one. Wait, let's make that five pizzas." And Froggy and his friends ate pizza. Munch, crunch, munch. Played cards, slap, slap, slap. And told jokes in Froggy's treehouse all night long. Froggy Gets a Doggy by Jonathan London. It was night. Froggy woke up and looked out the window. The moon," sang Froggy. "It looks like the tail of a happy doggy." Froggy knew what he wanted more than anything in the world. A dog. "Froggy," called his mother next morning.
"What?"
"Time to get up, dear. We're going to the animal shelter." "Yippee." Froggy hopped out of bed and got dressed. Zip, zoop, zip, zap, 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 zap. Then flop to the kitchen. Flop, flop, flop. "I think we'll get a bunny," said Mom.
"I don't want a bunny," cried Froggy. "I want a doggy."
"But you can't have a dog, dear. Dogs are too messy." "I'll clean up after it," said Froggy. And he ate his bowl of cereal and flies. Crunch, munch, crunch. And left quite a mess. Pollywogalina started smacking the table with her spoon, singing, "Doggy, doggy." And Froggy joined in. "Doggy, doggy, Quiet, said Mom, or no pet at all. At the animal shelter, Froggy went bananas. Froggy, called his mom. What? Stay here, stay near, and don't stick your hand in a cage. Froggy flopped back. Flop, flop, flop. Look at the bunny, said Mom. Isn't she cute? Doggy, doggy, sang Polly. And Froggy joined in. Doggy, doggy. Quiet, said Mom, or no pet at all. Now, what about this darling baby gator, said Mom. No, said Froggy and Polly. Or these mice? Mice are nice. But Froggy ran off to see the dogs. Flop, flop, flop. And was about to stick his hand in a cage. Froggy, called Mom. What? Stay here, stay near, and don't stick your hand in the cage. But when Mommy got to Froggy, the cutest little doggy in the world had stuck her nose out of the cage and was licking Froggy's hand. Slurp, slurp, slurp. Please, Mom, said Froggy, just look at her eyes. Mom looked, and the little doggy looked back, and her sweet chocolate brown eyes melted Mom's heart. I think I'll just name her Doggy, said Froggy. Doggy, doggy, sang Polly. When Froggy got home, he couldn't wait to play with Doggy. First, said Mom, you have to put on her new collar and fill her water bowl and show Doggy her bed. I know, said Froggy. Froggy put on Doggy's collar, snap, and filled her water bowl, glug, 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 and fluffed up her bed, ploof. Now, said Froggy, I'm going out to play with Doggy. First, said Mom, you have to put on her leash and take her for a walk and teach her to come and sit and wait. I know, said Froggy. And, said Mom, don't forget to take your pooper scooper with you and clean up after her. So Froggy put on Doggy's leash, snap, and took her for a walk, snip, sniff, sniff. And when they got back, he tried to teach her to sit up and beg, roll over, and shake hands. Then along came Frogolina. Hi, Froggy, what a cute little doggy. And she's smart, said Froggy. Watch her fetch the stick. Fetch, said Froggy. But Doggy knocked over the badminton net and the bird bath and sprinted into the house. Frog! Doggy, called Froggy. Arf, said Doggy. Wait, come fetch the stick. But when Doggy raced back out, she had Mom's underwear instead. Oops, cried Froggy, looking more green and red in the face than green. Sit. Frogolina laughed and said, good doggy. That night, Froggy put Doggy into her bed. But Doggy wanted to sleep with Froggy, and she snored, snuffle, snuffle, wheeze, all night long. But just before the sun rose, Doggy licked Froggy's face, slurp, and scratched at the door. Scritch, scritch, scritch. She had to go out bad. Mom held out a toy shovel and said, don't forget your pooper scooper, Froggy. Pooper scooper, squealed Polly, and everybody laughed, even Doggy. Arf, arf. Froggy Goes to Camp by Jonathan London. It was summer. Froggy woke up and jumped on his bed. Boing, boing, boing. He was so excited he bumped his head on the ceiling, bunk, and fell down. Froggy, called his father. What? Up and at him. Today's the day you go to camp. Run amok. Froggy hopped out of bed and got dressed. Zap, zip, zoop, zap, zip, zap, zap. And flopped into the kitchen. Flop, flop, flop. Have you got everything? Asked his mother. Of course, said Froggy. Let's go, said Dad. And off they went. Oh, no, cried Froggy an hour later. I forgot my sleeping bag. Oh, Froggy, groaned Dad, and turned the car around. 2 hours later, oh, no, cried Froggy. I forgot my bathing suit. Oh, Froggy, groaned Dad, and turned the car around. By the time they got to Camp Runamuck, it was sunset. I don't know anybody here, cried Froggy. I want to go home. Come and meet your bunkmate, Steel, Mama said. Welcome to Camp Runamuck, said Jordan, his counselor, and led them to Froggy's cabin. It was named Wildcats, but his bunkmates were the two Toad twins and an otter named Yasha. Yasha was nice. He let Froggy have the top bunk. Look, said Mom, there's your principal, Mr. Mugwort. He's the camp director. Great, said Froggy. Not. By the time his parents waved goodbye, the moon was rising over Lake Winnemucca. At sunrise, a bugle blasted. Ta-da, ta-doo, ta-da. Last one up, said Yasha, gets tickled with a feather duster. Froggy was the last one up. Welcome, campers, announced Mr. Mugwort. Now listen up, today's your swim test. Tomorrow, swimmers will race to the raft on the lake at the crack of dawn. But now it was time for breakfast. Froggy had KP duty, kitchen patrol, washing dishes, preparing veggies and flies, and serving. When he served Mr. Mugwort, two fried eggs slid off right on Mr. Mugwort's head. Splat! Oops, said Froggy. Froggy passed the swim test, of course. Later, he had archery. He pulled the bow, aimed, let go, twang, and hit Mr. Mugwort's bottom. Plap! Oops, said Froggy. On Tuesday, the bugle blasted. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da. And Froggy flopped down to the lake, flop, 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 ready to race. Froggy, called Mr. Mugwort. What? You forgot your bathing suit. Froggy looked down. Oops. He was wearing his boxers. Everybody laughed, even Mr. Mugwort. On Wednesday, they went on a big hike around Lake Winnemucca. It got so hot that Froggy said, let's jump in the lake with all our clothes on. Jordan, the counselor, did a swan dive. Yasha did a jackknife. And Froggy did a cannonball splash and got Mr. Mugwort all wet. On Thursday in the dining hall, the Toad twins yelled, food fight, food fight, and everybody joined in. Froggy threw a banana, but Yasha ducked, and it smeared across Mr. Mugwort's shirt. Smoosh! Mr. Mugwort was not a happy camper. On Friday, Mr. Mugwort asked, who knows how to paddle a kayak? He was also the kayak instructor. I do, cried Froggy. Are you sure? Yep. Froggy put on a life jacket and sat in the front. Mr. Mugwort pushed off and climbed in. Uh-oh. Froggy held the kayak paddle like a canoe paddle and dug in. Yikes! And over they went. Splash! Oops! Spluttered Froggy, looking more red in the face than green. Mr. Mugwort glared at him, then laughed and hollered, water fight, water fight! He handed out squirt guns, and they had the wildest water fight in camp. Run amok history. Splash! Splash! Sploosh! And that last night, they stargazed and told scary stories around a bonfire and sang camp songs like, dear Mama Duck, dear Papa Duck, it's fun here at Camp Run Amok. When Froggy's family came in the morning, Mom said, how was camp, Froggy? Great. I hit Mr. Mugwort with an arrow, smooshed him with a banana, and capsized our kayak. That's nice, dear. And Froggy sang, dear Mama Duck, dear Papa Duck, it's fun here at Camp Run Amok, all the way home. Froggy Goes to the Doctor by Jonathan London. Froggy woke up. Hooray, he thought. No school today. It's my checkup day. I can get up late. But wait, what if the doctor wants to give me a shot? Froggy, called his mother. What? It's time to get up, dear. I don't want to get up, said Froggy. It's time for your checkup, said his mother. Now. Froggy crawled out of bed and flopped into the kitchen. Flop, flop, flop. It's time to see Dr. Mugwort, said his mother. Dr. Mugwort was the wife of Froggy's principal, Mr. Mugwort. I don't want to see Dr. Mugwort, groaned Froggy. I feel fine, see? Froggy hopped onto the table and tried to make a muscle. It's just a checkup, said Froggy's mother. Now go get dressed and don't forget to brush and put on clean underwear. So Froggy flopped back to his room to get dressed. Flop, flop, flop. At the doctor's office, they had to sit a long time in the waiting room. Froggy was worried. What if I need a shot? Then in came Froggelina with her mother. Hi, Froggy, said Froggelina. She bounced down right beside him. Froggy scooted away. Froggelina scooted closer. Froggy scooted away and fell off the bench. Bonk! Froggy, said his mother. What? Sit up, dear, and please sit still. But it was hard to sit still. He made a paper airplane and threw it into the air. Swish! Just as Dr. Mugwort stepped into the room. It circled once. It circled twice. Then it hit her smack in the eye. Zow! Oops, said Froggy. Follow me, said Dr. Mugwort. She was not a happy doctor. She told Froggy to step on the scale and measured how tall he was, then led him and his mother into a room and said, "Take off all your clothes, Froggy, except for your underwear, and put on this paper gown." The doctor closed the door behind her. Froggy took off his shoes, pulled off his socks, unbuttoned his shirt, unzipped his pants, and looked down. "Oops," cried Froggy. "Mom, I forgot my underwear." Froggy's mother laughed. Then she cut holes in a paper pillowcase and made a pair of underpants held together with safety pins. "But Mom," whined Froggy, "they look like diapers." He quickly pulled on his paper gown. Zeep! Dr. Mugwort came back in. She took his temperature, filled his tummy. "Ooh, that tickles," giggled Froggy, and looked in his eyes with delight. "Please don't cross your eyes, Froggy." She didn't look in his ears. Froggy didn't have any ears. Then she looked in his mouth and said, "Say, ah." "Ah." "Ooh," said Dr. Mugwort and almost fell on the floor. "Your breath smells like dead flies." "Oops," said Froggy. "I guess I forgot to brush." She stood up and rubbed her stethoscope. "Now this may feel cold," she said, and pressed it against his back. "Yikes!" yelled Froggy. He grabbed the stethoscope and shouted into it, "It's freezing!" Again, Dr. Mugwort almost fell on the floor. Then she said, "Now, Froggy, let's check your reflexes." She tapped his knee with a little rubber hammer. Nothing. She tapped a little harder. Bonk! And up flew his foot right into her chin. Clack! This time, Dr. Mugwort did fall on the floor. "Oops," said Froggy, looking more red in the face than green. Dr. Mugwort stood up and glared at him. "Time for your shot, Froggy," she said. "Just kidding." Then she gave him a gold star and a lollipop and said, "You're a very healthy frog," and smiled. "See, Mommy," said Froggy, "I told you I was fine." Froggy stuck the gold star on his forehead and the lollipop in his mouth, got dressed, zip, zoop, zup, zoot, 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 then leapfrogged with his mother, flop, 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 all the way to the exit. "Hey, Mom," said Froggy, "that was fun. Let's come back to see Dr. Mugwort real soon." "Not too soon," said Dr. Mugwort, waving goodbye. Froggy Learns to Swim by Jonathan London. It was hot. "It's a great day for a swim," said Froggy's mother. So Froggy and his parents flopped outside to the pond. Flop, flop, flop. "On your mark, get set, go." Froggy's father sailed in. Splash. Froggy's mother sailed in. Splash. But where was Froggy? "Froggy," called his mother. "What?" "Come on in and swim." "No, no, I don't know how to swim. I want to swing." "Whee!" sang Froggy, swinging higher and higher. He swung so high he almost touched the sky. He swung so high he wound round and round the crossbar. Zing! Then unwound like a spring. Zing! And flew through the air right smack into the pond. Splash! "What are you doing?" asked Froggy's mother. "I'm drowning," cried Froggy. "Help, help, help!" He grabbed hold of his mother and climbed on. "What do you mean you're drowning? Don't you know frogs are born in the water? They are great swimmers." "Not me," bubbled Froggy. "I can't swim." "Oh, fiddlestick," she said. "I'll show you how. First, float on your belly and stick your face in. I won't let go. Say bubble, bubble underwater. Then raise your face for air and say toot, toot." "I don't want to," Froggy whined. "Oh, come on, Froggy. Just try it. Repeat after me. Bubble, bubble, toot, toot. Bubble, bubble, toot, toot," sputtered Froggy. "Great, now float on your back and do the frog kick. I won't let go. Then go like this." And she showed Froggy how, saying, "Chicken, airplane, soldier. Do it and repeat after me. Chicken, airplane, soldier." "I don't want to," whined Froggy. "Oh, come on, Froggy, just try it." "Chicken, airplane, soldier," gasped Froggy. He glubbed and blubbed and almost sank. "Mommy, I need my flippers, then I'll swim." Froggy climbed out and flopped back to his house. He pulled on his flippers, zip, and flopped back to the pool. Flop, flop, splash. "Now try it again," said Froggy's mother. "Bubble, bubble, toot, toot, chicken, airplane, soldier." He glubbed and bubbed and almost sank. "Mommy, I need my mask and snorkel. Then I'll swim." Froggy climbed out and flopped back to his house. He pulled on his mask and snorkel. Zook, zit, and flopped back to the pool. Flop, flop, splash. "Now one more time," said Froggy's mother. Bubble, bubble, toot, toot. Chicken, airplane, soldier. And then it happened. Oops, spluttered Froggy. What's the matter? Asked his mother. Oh, nothing, he said, looking more red in the face than green. Well, it's getting cold, Froggy. It's time to get out. No, no, I can't get out. Why not? Well, and he bubbled underwater while she crawled out. Then he burst up for air and yelled, wait, what is it? Asked his mother. My bathing suit, he shouted. Don't look, I'm getting out. Froggy climbed out and yanked on his bathing suit with a zap of elastic. Then he pulled on his flippers, zip, and sailed back into the pond. Flop, flop, splash. Froggy, called his mother. What? I told you it's time to get out. No, no, I don't want to get out. I want to swim. Froggy's mother shook her head. I told you frogs are great swimmers, she said, and sat down with Froggy's father to watch him. And Froggy sang, bubble, bubble, toot, toot, chicken, airplane, soldier, all night long. Swim. Froggy's Worst Playdate by Jonathan London. It was Saturday. Froggy woke up and yelled, hooray! It's Saturday! I want to go out and play! Froggy hopped out of bed and got dressed. Zip, zoop, zup, zoot, 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 zat. Then he flopped to the kitchen for something to eat. Flop, flop, flop. He looked in the fridge. Slam. He looked in the cupboard. Cabinet. Slam. He looked in the cookie jar. Aha. And he ate a chocolate fly cookie. Munch, crunch, munch. Froggy, called his mother. What? Go back to sleep, dear. It's Saturday. No school today. I don't want to go back to sleep, cried Froggy. I want to go out and play. So Froggy flopped over to Max's house. Flop, flop, flop. Max, come out and play, he hollered. But Max wasn't home. He'd gone to visit his grandma. He flopped over to Matthew's house. Flop, flop, flop. Matthew, come out and play. But Matthew wasn't home either. He'd gone to play golf with his dad. So he flopped over to Travis's house. Flop, flop, flop. Travis, come out and play. But Travis wasn't home either. He'd gone to his tuba lesson. Froggy dragged himself home. Schlump, schlump, schlump. Mom, cried Froggy, nobody's home. It's okay, dear, she said. I made a play date for you with Frogalina. No way, cried Froggy. Yes way, said Mom. Dad's taking you to the movies to see the Frog Prince. I'm not going, cried Froggy, and he went to his room and slammed the door. Blam! He plopped down on the bed and blew his saxophone. Honk, screech, squawk! Froggy, yelled Dad. What? Stop that racket. He blew once more. Bleep! Then he pulled on his baseball glove and threw the ball against the wall. Thump, thump, thump. Froggy, yelled Dad. What? I told you to stop that racket now. Froggy threw down his glove. He wanted to go out and play, but nobody was home. And he did want to see the Frog Prince, even if Frogalina had to come along. So he hopped up and put on his favorite bow tie, snap, and looked at himself in the mirror. Hey, good looking, he said, and winked. Froggy, called Dad. What? Let's go. It's time for your play date. Wait, said Froggy. And he raced to the bathroom and slapped on his dad's aftershave. Splat, splat, splat. Yikes, he yelled. My face is on fire. When they got to Frogalina, she sniffed the air. Sniff, sniff, sniff. Pee you, she said. What's that funny smell? What smell, said Froggy. I don't smell anything. And he hid behind his dad's back. When they got to the movies, Froggy sat with Dad in the dark. Frogalina scooted next to Froggy. Froggy moved to the other side of his dad, but Frogalina moved next to him again. Go away, cried Froggy. Quiet, said Dad, the movie's starting. It was hard to sit still. Froggy tossed popcorn up and tried to catch it in his mouth, but some landed on Frogalina's head instead. She threw a whole handful back. Popcorn fight, cried Froggy. Soon there was a blizzard of popcorn. Zwit, zwit, zwit. Stop it, cried Dad. Sit still and watch the movie. But I have to go to the bathroom, cried Froggy. And Dad had to go with him. By the time they got back, Frogalina was watching her favorite part when the princess kisses the frog. So what do you think she did? She gave Froggy a big smooch
smack on his cheek. Ew, cried Froggy, looking more red in the face than green. This is the worst play date ever. On the way home from the movie, Froggy's dad got them ice cream cones at Screamin' Mimi's. Froggy licked his slurp and said, want to taste mine? Froggelina batted her eyelashes and said, you're a real prince, Froggy. And she bit off the bottom half of his cone, crunch, and handed it back. So ice cream dripped on Froggy's lap all the way home. Drip, drip, drip. It was the worst play date ever. The Big Wide-Mouthed Frog, a traditional tale, illustrated by Anna Martine Lananga. Once there was a big wide-mouthed frog with the biggest, widest mouth you ever did see. And one day, that big wide-mouthed frog hopped off to see the world. The first creature he met had big, thumping feet. Hey, you big, thumping feet, who are you and what do you eat? Shouted the wide-mouthed frog. I'm a kangaroo, said Kangaroo, and I eat grass. Well, I'm a big wide-mouthed frog, shouted the wide-mouthed frog, and I eat flies. The second creature he met had a big black nose. Listen, Mr. Big Nose, who are you and what do you eat? Shouted the wide-mouthed frog. I'm a koala, said Koala, and I eat leaves. Well, I'm a big wide-mouthed frog, shouted the wide-mouthed frog, and I eat flies. The third creature he met was a hanging upside down. Ho there, upside down creature. Who are you and what do you eat? Shouted the wide-mouthed frog. I'm a possum, said Possum, and I eat blossoms. Well, I'm a big wide-mouthed frog, shouted the wide-mouthed frog, and I eat flies. The fourth creature he met had three long toes. Look here, three long toes. Who are you and what do you eat? Shouted the wide-mouthed frog. I'm an emu, said Emu, and I eat grasshoppers. Well, I'm a big wide-mouthed frog, shouted the wide-mouthed frog, and I eat flies. Then the wide-mouthed frog met a creature stretched out on the riverbank like a knobby brown log. Hey, knobby brown log, who are you and what do you eat? Shouted the wide-mouthed frog. Knobby brown log opened her mouth in a slow, wide, lazy smile. Good day to you too, she said. I'm a crocodile, and I eat big, wide-mouthed frogs. Who are you and what do you eat? Me? Whispered the wide-mouthed frog, puckering his mouth into the smallest, narrowest mouth you ever did see. I'm just a small, narrow-mouthed frog, and I'm off! The Frog Principle by Stephanie Kalmanson. Mr. Bundy is the principal of PS 88. His students and teachers think he's the best principal in town. One day, Mr. Bundy was at school late planning the next assembly program. He was looking for a special visitor when an ad in the phone book caught his eye. It said, Marty Q. Marvel Magician, my marvelous magic will amaze you. The kids would love a magic show, thought Mr. Bundy. He called Marty Q. Marvel and asked to see some of his tricks. In no time, a man wearing a black cape and a magician's hat tripped into Mr. Bundy's office. Whoops, Marty Q. Marvel here. Allow me to amaze, amuse, and confuse you, he said. May I see some educational tricks, please, asked Mr. Bundy. I like my students to learn from our visitors. Sure. One math lesson coming right up, said Marty Q. Marvel. Watch my hat and tell me how many birds come out. He began to recite, and a one, and a two, and a one, two, three. Come out, birds, fly to me. Marty tapped his hat once, twice, three times. No birds. He turned his hat upside down and shook it hard. Not a feather. What kind of math lesson was that, asked Mr. Bundy. I guess that was my lesson on zero. Let me try my science lesson. It's on amphibians. Before Mr. Bundy could tell the magician had seen enough, Marty was waving his magic wand in Mr. Bundy's direction, saying, he lives in a wood, in a pond, or a bog. He used to be a principal, but now he's a frog. Poof! Mr. Bundy suddenly felt small, strange, and slimy. Ribbit, ribbit, he said. He cleared his throat, then tried again. Thanks goodness real words come out. What have you done to me, croaked Mr. Bundy.
Whoops, it looks as though I turned you into a frog, said Marty Q. Marble. It's amazing, that trick never worked before. Kindly unwork it, said Mr. Bundy. He was hopping mad. I'll check my instruction book, said Marty. He pulled a rabbit, some flowers, a deck of cards, and a small book out of his bag. He flipped through the book. Buenos dias, muchas gracias, ¿qué pasa? Whoops! This is my Spanish dictionary. My instruction book must be at home. I'll be right back, said the magician, tripping out the door. It was a long light for Mr. Bundy. The sun went down. The sun came up. There was no sign of Marty Q. Marvel. Finally, Mr. Bundy heard footsteps outside his office. His heart leaped in his little green chest. Good morning, Mr. Bundy, called a voice. Oh, no, it was Ms. Moore, the vice principal. I can't let her see me this way, thought Mr. Bundy. He scrawled a note that said, family emergency, be back soon. Then he hopped from his chair to his desk to the window and out across the schoolyard. As he watched his beloved students and teachers go by, Mr. Bundy considered his life as a frog. Even though I'm small, green, and slimy, I can still be a good principal, can't I? He wondered. He hopped over to the pond to think. Mr. Bundy's skin was dry and the water looked awfully good. Splash! Mr. Bundy dove in for a swim. Wow, these frog legs are amazing, he thought, kicking around the pond. A fly whizzed by. Without thinking, Mr. Bundy flicked out his tongue. Zap! He caught the fly. Not bad, he thought. At recess, a group of kids came outside to play softball. A girl named Keisha hit the ball and it went flying. Roger, Hector, and Nancy all ran after it. Uh-oh, I think the ball landed in the pond, said Roger. What will we do now, asked Nancy. A voice called, I can help you. Who said that, asked Hector. They all thought the voice was coming from the water, but the next instant a frog jumped out from behind the cattails and said, it was me. Huh, said Roger, a talking frog. You may consider me an exception to the rule, said Mr. Bundy. I am a frog, I can talk, and I can get you your ball. The kids could hardly believe their eyes and ears. Things like this happened only in fairy tales. I want one thing in return, continued the frog. I want to be your principal. But we already have one, said Hector. That's right, he's the best, said Nancy. That made Mr. Bundy proud. He wanted to continue being their principal, even if he was a frog. It's up to you, said Mr. Bundy. I will get the ball, but only if I can be your principal. The kids went off to talk it over. He can't be our principal, said Roger. He's a frog. We can tell him he can be our principal, but we don't have to mean it, said Nancy. I guess it's the only way to get our ball back, said Hector. So the kids told the frog it would be okay. Do you promise? Asked Mr. Bundy. We promise, said the kids, crossing their fingers behind them. Mr. Bundy hopped into the pond and got the ball. He tossed it to the kids. Thanks, frog, they called, running back to school. Wait for me, cried Mr. Bundy. I can't go that fast. But the kids were already too far away to hear him. That afternoon, Miss Moore held a special assembly. Mr. Bundy has been called away, she told the students. While he's gone, we must work together to... Knock, knock. Roger, please see who that is, said Ms. Moore. Roger was pretty sure he knew who it was. He walked to the door and opened it a crack. Let me in, croaked a voice. Roger slammed the door and returned to his seat. Who is there, Roger, asked Ms. Moore. You look as though you've seen a ghost. It's not a ghost, it's a frog, called Alice, a kindergarten student. By now, half the school had heard about the talking frog, and Alice had a habit of telling the truth no matter what. Will someone please tell me what's going on, asked Miss Moore. The kids told her the whole story. We promised the frog he could be our principal, said Roger. Miss Moore thought her students were joking. She couldn't wait to see what they were up to. A promise is a promise, she said. If you promise the frog he could be your principal, you have to let him in. Roger opened the door. Mr. Bundy, the frog principal, walked down the aisle and up to the stage. Poor Miss Moore almost fainted. Ribbit, good afternoon, croaked the frog. I've heard that Mr. Bundy is a very good principal. I will do my best to fill his shoes while he is gone. Of course, they may be a little large for me, ha ha. No one else laughed. They were too stunned. It must be a computer trick, whispered one of the teachers. It will be business as usual until Mr. Bundy returns, continued the frog principal. In fact, you may call me Mr. B. After the assembly, Mr. B made school rounds, hopping up and down the halls. He was almost trampled by two students racing by. No running in the halls, please, called Mr. Bundy. The students, Keisha and Max, stopped and looked around. I'm down here, Mr. B reminded them. Max looked down. This is so weird, he whispered to Keisha. No kidding, said Keisha. We almost squished our principal. In the gym, the kids were playing leapfrog. Mr. Bundy couldn't resist. He hopped in, leaped over Hector's shoulders, and then hopped back out. Please tell me that didn't happen, said Hector, rolling his eyes. The kindergarten class was learning about water when Mr. B showed up. Hello, Mr. B, called the students. Hi, everyone, answered Mr. Bundy. The next thing they knew, splash, their principal was swimming laps in the sink. They tried their best not to giggle. Very refreshing, said Mr. Bundy. Here, Mr. B, said Alice. She handed him a paper towel to dry off with. Thank you very much, said Mr. Bundy. He went out, leaving a trail of small puddles behind him. Mr. Bundy went to Ms. Brown's science class next. Nancy had a shoebox with holes in the top. What have you got there? Asked Mr. Bundy. Nancy opened the box to show him. Zap, zap, zap. Mr. Bundy swallowed Nancy's bug collection. The principal ate my homework, cried Nancy. Mr. Brown, Ms. Brown, please give this student a gold star, said Mr. Bundy. Her collection of bugs was delicious. I mean, excellent. As the weeks passed, Mr. Bundy tried to be the best frog principal he could be. The students tried their best to accept him, but it was hard. They were sorry they had lied. We shouldn't have made a promise if we didn't mean it, said Roger. It's embarrassing having a frog for a principal, said Hector, but I guess we deserve it. I want Mr. Bundy back, said Nancy. Mr. Bundy heard his students and his heart sank. He kept calling Marty Q. Marble, but there was no answer. He prayed the magician would come back. If not, I'll be a frog forever and ever, he thought. Then one day at recess, Mr. B was watching a softball game from his office. He was wondering how long he could go on being a frog principal when suddenly a ball came flying through the window. It landed with a thump on Mr. B's little green head. Stars were spinning in his eyes. Out of nowhere, Mr. Bundy started reciting a magic spell. And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three. Look who's back. Hooray! It's me! Poof! Mr. Bundy was his old self again. Ms. Moore heard the commotion and came running. Mr. Bundy, welcome back, she cried. I was so worried about you. Is everything all right? Mr. Bundy looked down. He saw his own two hands. He saw his own two legs. Everything's great, he said. You won't believe who our substitute principal was, said Ms. Moore. I'll let the children tell you all about him. Mr. Bundy went to the window and waved. The students cheered wildly and were so excited having their principal back that no one even noticed when, zap, Mr. Bundy swallowed a fly.